Nearly 2,000 of the world's best runners, jumpers, and throwers have arrived in Eugene for this year's World Track and Field Championships. The event starts Friday. It's happening on U.S. soil for the first time. Marquee races of the opening weekend include the shortest and longest, the 100-meter sprints, and the marathons. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tells us some of the marathoners are trying to outrun both their rivals and Father Time.
Warning, this story contains references to older athletes who aren't actually that old. I'll explain. We start with an elite field that features most of the world's best marathoners. Now, running at top speed for a long distance may seem like a pastime for the young, and it is, but some of the top marathoners towing the start line in Eugene are surprisingly old, relatively speaking. The oldest male in the field is 43-year-old Brazilian Olympian Paulo Paula. The oldest female is 42-year-old Hannah Lindholm of Sweden. American contender Sarah Hall clocks in at a spry 39. She says she's surprised she's able to keep progressing at this age.
That was never really the plan to do this career this long, but it's something that I've just, like, through my training, I've continued to see a lot of improvement, and so that's just led me to dream bigger and for the races.
Hall chatted during a cool down from a training run in Colorado ahead of her trip to Eugene. She remembers a pertinent line from a former coach: once you start saying you're old, you start the clock.
So I think I've tried to just be really careful of that in my career, like to just expect myself to keep improving and to not kind of expect myself to slow down. And it hasn't been without a ton of work to be able to keep improving at this age. To keep my body in one piece takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time with gifted therapists.
Hall's teammates on the men's side include Army Lieutenant Elkanah Kibet. He's also 39 years old. And there's four-time Olympian Galen Rupp of Portland, age 36. Rupp says as he's gotten older, he still believes he can run a lot faster in a marathon than he has. Researchers in the Northwest and beyond have studied how age affects peak athletic performance. Damian Callahan is an assistant professor in human physiology at the University of Oregon. He says those accumulating birthdays become less of a factor as the distance of a race increases.
As much as these athletes are older with respect to what most folks consider peak performance, which is generally in mid-20s, there's kind of a long plateau that follows that phase where age-related changes in their ability to perform maximally isn't really felt until mid, even to late 30s.
The ages of the athletes who qualified in the sprints versus the marathon at these world championships illustrate a point. The average age of the 100-meter sprinters is 25 years old. The average marathoner is 31.
Sprint performance is based almost purely on muscle power and the ability to exert that power, produce that power over exceedingly short periods of time.
Muscle strength peaks around age 25, according to multiple studies. Father Time is more forgiving to endurance runners in the 5K, 10K, marathon on up. Callahan says that's because more of our bodies contribute to the peak performance there, such as heart, lungs, fuel delivery. Some of those systems age slower than raw muscle power.
Cardiovascular changes that may occur later in your 40s, for example, help maintain marathon performance to a little bit later, kind of pushes the goalpost a little further out.
Callahan says the studies of elite athletes and the limits of human performance have relevance for the rest of us. He's currently looking at muscle power and fatigue resistance in top collegiate athletes to gain insights that hopefully can carry over to fight age-related physical decline of seniors in their 70s and 80s. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.